You're listening to the Effortless Life Podcast, episode 42. And today we're talking about the two things you must do and learn to do well if you want to be successful as an entrepreneur. And these are the two things that most entrepreneurs, at least the ones who are struggling, aren't doing. So I'll show you what these two things are and how to master them right here in today's episode. So stay tuned.
Globally ranked among the top shows in business and education, we're changing the way entrepreneurs work by changing the way they think about work. If you're ready to run your business like a real CEO, instead of your business running you, you're in the right place. You don't have to work as hard as you think you do to create the influence, income, and impact you deserve. It's time for a new way to do business. This is the Effortless Life Podcast. Here's your host, Courtney Elmer.
Before we jump in today, I've got to give a shout out to our featured listener of the week, Carrie at Rise, who says, "This show is so worth your time. You have lots of podcasts to choose from and so many demands on your time, and clearly, Courtney gets it. These episodes focus on helpful insights and actionable steps, all things we can apply to creating our own more effortless life. I am grateful for her good work and excited to see new episodes in my podcast feed." Wow. Thank you so much for this, Carrie. This means so much, truly, to know that you are getting such great value out of these episodes and that they're helping you create and live your effortless life too, because that is what we are on a mission to do, helping busy entrepreneurs like you work less and make more in your business so you can get out there and create the bigger impact that you want to make without burning yourself out along the way. And not feeling guilty for working less either, but instead to recognize that less really is more when it comes to running a successful, thriving business. So if you're listening right now, Carrie, do me a favor, DM me your mailing address on Instagram at Courtney Elmer _, so we can put a little gift in the mail to you as our way of saying thank you for being one of our loyal listeners. And remember, for you listening, after you finish today's episode, go leave us a 5-star review. It only takes a few seconds and you'll get the chance to be featured right here on the show as our next listener of the week. I hope you guys are all having a great week so far. You know, today I'm here with a little confession. It's a little embarrassing for me to admit this, but the two things we are talking about here on the show today that the world's most successful entrepreneurs do every single day, the two things that are pretty much single-handedly responsible for getting them to where they are now, are two things that I neglected to do in my own business for a very, very long time. And the more I neglected them, the more I continued to struggle in my business. The problem was that I didn't realize that I was neglecting anything. I certainly wasn't doing it intentionally, because if I'd have known what these two things were, you bet your butt I'd have been doing more of them. And herein lies the catch 22. I see a lot of entrepreneurs making the big mistake of not doing these two simple things. They're neglecting these two things, but neglecting them unknowingly, which creates a problem within the problem. You follow me, right? So many entrepreneurs start their business, grow it to a point, and then feel stuck, frustrated that they can't seem to get any further than where they are right now, working as hard as they possibly can, wondering what on earth they're missing, and then deciding maybe they're just not cut out for this whole entrepreneurial thing. And maybe they should just give up. And that breaks my heart. Because if they only knew what these two things were and focused on mastering them, they would experience success far beyond their wildest dreams. And I know, chances are right now you're wondering what these two things are. And I'm going to tell you. But first, I'm going to challenge you. If you're listening to my voice right now and you're feeling stuck in your business, if you're feeling like you're not seeing the progress you want to make as quickly as you want to make it, and if you're not seeing the results that you want, then your only job today is to lean in and question whether you might be missing one or both of these key components. And the two key components are, number one, managing your emotions. And number two, measuring your results. Now, those are two things that I see a lot of entrepreneurs not doing. And that is a huge mistake. Oh, don't get me wrong. They are doing a whole bunch of things in their business and they're staying really busy. And that busyness is allowing them to avoid addressing some of the deeper problems in their business. And they feel frustrated because they're working so hard and still not seeing the results they want. And here's what they don't realize is that the degree to which you manage your emotions and the degree to which you measure your results is the degree to which you will succeed in your business. They are directly correlated. Now, some entrepreneurs make the mistake of trying to outsource these two things so that they don't have to deal with them. But throwing money at the problems in your business is not the same as addressing the problems in your business. This is the kind of stuff that you cannot outsource. This is the inner work, the real work that you and you alone have to do. This is the work that matters because it's the work that will help you get wherever it is you want to go in your business. Because when you don't take the time to work on and master these two things, you might go out there to launch a new program or a new product. And heck, I have been here myself. You put something new out there and it doesn't go the way you planned. Not as many people bought it or whatever. And what happens next? You'll start to doubt yourself. You might start to doubt whether you're good enough. You might doubt your own abilities. You might doubt if you really have the knowledge and the expertise to truly get out there and help people. And that could put you in a really negative frame of mind, doesn't it? Because when you're trying to grow your business based on your emotional state, then your business is going to fluctuate just as much as your emotions fluctuate. And when you stop and think about how much your emotions can fluctuate in just a single day, that creates a pretty scary forecast for your business's overall success, doesn't it? If you're overworking yourself right now and you feel stuck and struggling to grow, it's no wonder. The constant up, down roller coaster is exhausting and it just burns a lot of energy without really getting you anywhere. So imagine if you're trying to run your business based on the emotions you're feeling in the moment, how far are you really going to be able to get? Thinking 12 months out, 1 year from today, where will you be? Will you be closer? Will you have those results that you want? Or will you still be stuck, worrying, frustrated, feeling like you're not seeing that progress because you've never realized that your emotional state in the present is what determines what you experience in the future? That is so important. I'm going to say it again. Whatever you experience in the future, you are creating right now. Let that one sink in for a moment. That's really big. So becoming a master at managing your emotions is number one. And number two is measuring your results. Just like you would balance your checkbook, or I watched my mom do that growing up. We don't really do that these days, but maybe you check your bank statement online, right? You know what's coming in. You know what's going out. If you didn't know that, if you didn't have those numbers, it might be really tough to manage your budget every month, wouldn't it? It might be really tough to know, hey, should we buy this thing? Can we go on that trip? Those numbers provide information, data points that helps you make informed, smart decisions. Because when you have that data, when you have those numbers, you're able to make better decisions. The other thing that the numbers give you is the ability to base the growth of your business on logic versus emotion. And this is really key. It's just like stepping on the scale when you weigh yourself in the morning. If you notice that number going up over time, it doesn't mean you're a lazy bum. I mean, sure, you can make it mean whatever you want it to mean, but really all it is data to let you know, hey, we might need to knock off those cookies after dinner. The numbers in your business operate the same way. You have to know your numbers because how do you expect to know what's working if you don't? It's data that you can use to guide you in the right direction. I had a student of mine message me this week and she was feeling super bummed because she had just hosted a live webinar and opened the doors to her signature program. And she said, you know, I just thought I would have had more people on live with me. She said, last time I launched this program, I did a webinar and I had 16 people on. She said, this time I had 21. And she said, just for where I am in my business, I felt like, gosh, I should have had more people on there with me. And then she proceeded to tell me that of those 21 people, 20 of them watched 100% of the webinar. They stayed on there with her through till the end. Five of them bought. And when we started calculating the numbers from that, it was amazing to see how it transformed her perspective on the exact same webinar. Whereas before she was looking at it as, I only had 21 people. Once she realized she had a 95% watch in full rate, 95%, that's unheard of. And her sales conversion rate was 23%. Industry standard is 2 to 3%. And I told her, do you feel as bummed about it now? And she laughed and she was like, no, of course not. Of course not. Because when you start looking at the numbers in your business, it allows you to approach your business from a place of logic and not emotion. And this is especially true if you're the type of person that says to yourself, oh, I'm not a numbers person, because there's a lot of us out there. I was one of them who said that for years. But it wasn't until I started focusing on the money aspect of my business, on how many people were converting into my programs, how many people were attending my events, listening to the podcast, watching my live videos, how many of those were then going on to work with me. It wasn't until I had that data that I could tweak my approach. Instead of saying, oh man, these live videos just aren't working, I could sit there and say, oh, well, look, I notice that more people join me live when I'm live in the morning versus the evening. If I go live in the evening, people are probably busy with kids and other things. Or maybe the content I'm sharing, I can look at that and tweak that to make it a little bit more accessible. People are listening to these topics on the podcast, and those seem to be more popular than these topics. So let me gear my content to deliver what people want. There's a lot of things you can do, but until you identify what the real problem is, you're not going to be able to fix the real problem. You'll just be trying to put band-aids over symptoms that look like problems, but that aren't actually the real problem. And if you're running your business based on emotion, you're not going to be able to identify what the real problem is, because the problem that you think it is not the problem that it actually is. Because the real problem is not that you don't have enough experience or you're not cut out for this entrepreneur thing. The real problem is that you're not doing a good job of managing your emotions and you're not doing a good job of measuring your results. Now, the beauty of these two things is that these are skills. Just like any skill out there, it's new at first. And the good thing about skills is that they can be improved over time. So yeah, maybe it doesn't feel familiar at first, and it feels kind of foreign to start paying attention to how you feel as you go throughout your workday, and to make yourself sit down once a week and look at the numbers. But the more you do this, the more you master this skill, the more success you will experience in your business. Because what you experience in the future, you're creating right now. Write that down. Put that somewhere where you will see it every day. Whatever you experience a week from now, a month from now, 6 months from now, a year from now in your business, you're creating right now. So if you continue choosing to act the way that you're acting right now, the way you've always acted, how much further along do you think you'll get? And how much faster will you get there? If that's what you're creating right now, what makes you think 12 months from now you'll have anything different? My job is to teach you how to think like a successful entrepreneur. That's something that not many people out there are teaching you how to do. They're teaching you tactics. They're teaching you strategies. They're teaching you how to be confident showing up on camera. All these little aspects that make up part of the greater picture. Managing your social media, lead generation, creating beautiful looking lead magnets. But really at the core is learning how to think like successful entrepreneurs think. And that's what I'm here to teach you how to do. That's what we do here at The Effortless Life and inside of our programs. We work with students and busy entrepreneurs just like you who are feeling frustrated that they're not seeing the results they want despite how hard they're working. And we help you to get crystal clear on that vision that you're working towards and then reverse engineer the process and create those tangible steps to take you where you want to go. and to help you be mindful of all the inner stuff, the inner voice, all the doubts, all the fears that come up along the way and try to sneak in and sabotage you so you can remove those roadblocks that prevent you from getting what you want. These are the two things that the world's most successful entrepreneurs do every single day. They manage their emotions. They measure their results. And one way I like to practice this in my own business is to block out time on my calendar once every week to sit down and look at the numbers. You need to know the key metrics that matter in your business and to track them every week to see if they're going up, if they're going down, or if they're staying the same. This is something we teach our students how to do inside of the Effortless Life Academy. That's the measuring part of this equation. The emotional management part of this equation is when you sit down and you look at these numbers, is that you resist the temptation to make them mean anything about you or about how capable you are or about how successful you are. It's just data. So if you're hearing my voice right now, here's what I want you to do next. You're going to assess on a scale of 1 to 10 how well you're managing your emotions and measuring your results right now. A 10 would be you know your high payoff activities and you spend 90% or more of your time on those activities every week. You sit down once a week and you review the numbers and the data in your business and you make your business decisions based on logic and not emotion. And more importantly, when you sit down and look at those numbers, you know that those numbers are not a reflection of you. They're just a reflection of what's working or of what's not working in your business right now. Now, a 1 on this scale would be that these concepts are brand new to you and you've never heard this talked about before. So go ahead and rate yourself right now. And notice if you feel tempted to judge yourself for anything less than a 10 and to make it mean that you're doing something wrong or that you must not have it all figured out yet. It's easy to say, oh, gee, I only feel like I'm a 5 or I'm a 6. Therefore, I'm bad at this or I'm bad for not doing this perfectly. Again, they're just numbers. It's just data. It's not a reflection of you and it means nothing about you. And the more present you can get to that, the more you can recognize that, the freer you are to use that data to your advantage, to see it as an arrow pointing you in the direction that you need to move. And if you're still not sure what those high payoff activities are in your business, or you're struggling with all the many steps to get from point A, which is where you are right now, to point B, that bigger vision you hold for your life, and you want my help to get crystal clear on that, then head to CourtneyElmer.com/CEO so that you can be first to register for the brand new virtual masterclass where I teach you my 5-part proven methodology, the Effortless Life Method, that helps you work less and make more so that you're free to get out there and create the bigger impact that you deserve. We have another live masterclass coming up soon. I'm hosting a couple of them this week. So after this episode ends, go enter your info there and you'll get the details on how you can register and get access to that training. And if you've ever got a question you want to ask me or a topic that you want to see me cover here on the show, send me a DM on Instagram @CourtneyElmer_. I love hearing from listeners like you and hearing what questions you have for me because that helps me to create relevant, highly actionable episodes for you right here on the show. So I look forward to seeing your name in my inbox there soon. And coming up next week, we have got a special guest who'll be here with me to share her tips on how to create a thriving, profitable business without losing sight of what matters most to you. It is going to be a powerful episode. So make sure you join me right back here next week. And in the meantime, share the show on your Instagram stories and tell your entrepreneur friends to listen in so they can learn how to become the effortless CEO their business needs to succeed too. Until then, go live your effortless life, and I'll see you back here next time. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll see you here next time on the Effortless Life podcast. Now remember, go subscribe so that you are the first to know as soon as a new episode drops. And please take a second to leave us a review. It only takes a couple moments of your time, and your reviews really do help people find us, people who need to hear this message too. Plus, when you leave us a 5-star review, we might even feature it on an upcoming episode and give you a shout out right here on the show. All right, we'll see you back here next time. Until then, go live your effortless life. As you might have heard me mention inside this episode, if you want to join me for our next live workshop where I'm going to show you how to avoid the biggest mistakes that cause most podcasts to fail within the first 12 months and literally walk you through the exact framework that we teach our students to launch their shows in the top 100 and convert more of their listeners to clients, just go to theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop. That's theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop.